JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kicks 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Kix 96.9 Fake News with five-time Slammy-nominated morning anchor JP, Husker Nick Sports, and Nashville reporter and overall expert in the field, Lauren Silverman. It's the Kix 96.9 Fake News Friday Morning Report.
I love that they don't give you an actual what field. So you could be a variety of different fields that you could be an expert in.
Yeah, I'm just a general expert on everything. Ask me. I know the answer.
Softball.
Or I'll make it up with confidence.
Softball.
That's not a question. Okay. That's just a word.
What is softball?
It's a sport.
Okay, there you go. Then you are an expert at it. Mm-hmm. We bring in John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You've been waiting and trying to win Bacon Fest tickets all week long. Is this correct?
For a couple weeks now.
Oh,
so you really love bacon.
I even turned down concert tickets because I want bacon.
Oh, wow, John. Okay. Well, then let's get you some bacon.
Help John get some bacon. So, all right, the way this is played is it's Fake News Friday. We'll give you some headlines. You just have to tell us if they're real or fake. And if you do so, you're going to win yourself a trip to Bacon Fest coming up Sunday at the Cornhusker Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so headline number one. Comedian actress Amy Schumer buys mattress from store worker who let her use the bathroom. Is that a real or fake headline, John?
Amy Schumer, that sounds like something she would do.
Right.
I would say real.
That is absolutely
that is real.
Right. Yeah, she stopped by, was jogging through Chicago, really had to go to the bathroom, went into the Six Corners mattress firm and asked to use their toilet. They did. She decided, okay, well, I'm gonna buy this $2,000 mattress and I'm going to give it to you. The employee that was there that let her use the bathroom.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So she
paid. That is awesome.
I hope if I'm exorbitantly wealthy someday, stuff like that.
You just got to go number two. And it's like, you know what? I happen to have my Visa with me.
Yeah.
Let me buy you this mattress since you let me go use the bathroom. I'm sorry.
I wonder what kind of mess she left in the bathroom.
I know, right? Why was she compensating so much?
All right. Headline number two in Fake News Friday. Giant iceberg off Newfoundland purchased by Scottish whiskey giant. Like the giant is in the whiskey conglomerate. They bought the iceberg.
Man.
Is that real or fake? They bought an iceberg.
Fake.
You are absolutely right. You'd think maybe you'd like, I don't know, with the iceberg, you could use that in water or the making of the whiskey.
I don't think you could use ice for water. Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, pure water.
So it could be a real thing, but it's not. It's a fake thing. Headline number two in
this
Fake News
Friday.
This
is number three.
Friday.
That three. Was fake news
Thank
that
you.
It's number two.
Arizona police chief swears in drug-sniffing lizard. Is that real or fake?
Oh, that's fake.
No!
What?
It's
what?
Real.
They trained a lizard?
In Avondale, Arizona, Chief Dale Nanega swore in a very unique narcotics detective, Ira, a drug-sniffing lizard.
Wow.
He apparently is certified and is now, apparently in the past, the reptiles have been known to be more effective than dogs at detecting some types of drugs. So Ira the lizard is a drug-sniffing lizard in Arizona.
Ira the drug-sniffing lizard. It's going to be a hit children's book next.
Wow.
We got two out of three right so far. Here's the final one in Fake News Friday. A man needs emergency surgery after he inserts a live eel into his rectum to help his constipation. Is that real or is that fake?
Oh, that sounds like The Onion.
It is not, though.
Okay, JP. You made a game with four questions, so now he neither won nor lost it.
No, we said, any of them right if you're going to win anyway.
Oh, okay.
We said that a long
time
ago.
Games need to be two out of three or three out of five.
No.
Four questions can end up he got two out of four, which is 50-50.
We've always had four headlines, and it's like, yeah, we're going to give it to you anyway.
Okay, you win, Bacon.
But that is a real thing. There's a guy in China that tried to cure his constipation by shoving a live eel into his rectum.
Apparently, it's some old Chinese wives' tale, but it nearly killed him. Rectum. Damn.
Rectum hell. Broke him in half.
Congratulations, John. You're going to go get some bacon.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You bet, man. Thanks. Thank you. Hold on the line. We'll get some more details to you.
Have a great day.
John is a winner in Fake News Friday of Bacon Fest. And if you want to go to Bacon Fest, it's a lot of fun. We'll get the details online, Facebook and Twitter. It's on Sunday at the Cornhusker Marriott. You get to taste all kinds of different styles of bacon. They had bacon-wrapped grilled cheese, I think, last year, which was amazing.
Also, I heard the bacon-wrapped chocolate-covered dates were pretty good because sweet and salty. Kind of, yeah.
Wow. All right, Bacon Fest. Don't miss it this Sunday, Cornhusker Marriott.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.